Well, hello, my audio boo friends. It is still Sunday, January 5th, 2014. It is currently 9 o'clock in the evening, and right on cue, the snow has started here in Montreal. We're supposed to get a mix of freezing rain, snow, wet snow, and all sorts of good stuff in the next, I would say, 9 to 10 hours. So it's going to make the drive into work hazardous for everybody, and it's the first day back for everyone after the holidays. So it's going to be crazy tomorrow. I was in my workshop soldering some wires together and doing some stuff, and I was listening to an audio boo by Paul O'Mani about working in a factory in California in 1969. And it started me thinking that I worked in an assembly plant of sorts in 1990. Started in 1990 and went right up to 1998 or so in the workshop. In fact, I worked probably a good 6 years in the workshop, 6 to 7 years, spent 1 to 2 years in the office working on computers, and but that's for a later story. So our factory, I guess, wasn't really an assembly line per se like Paul was talking about. It was more stations, and we were building electrical panels, anything from small electrical panels to very large, complex, multi-compartment panels for running everything from water pumps to escalators to huge fans, and also assembly lines. And I've spoken about this to some extent years ago when I mentioned where I had worked all those years ago. I can mention it now because the company is defunct. It's gone. It was a 100-plus-year-old company, German company, called originally Klöckner Möller, and then they dropped the Klöckner and became only Möller, and then they were bought out by a multinational firm, and then they were subsequently bought out by another electrical company, I think based in the US, and now they've been completely shut down. The whole product line has been absorbed by this other company, and that's all she wrote. So what did I do there? Well, I assembled panels. I also did shipping and receiving, did a little bit of everything, but one of the most memorable jobs I had was building these special panels that had this 40 conductor cable running at the bottom of the panel. And the panel was only going to use 5 or 6 actual wires from this large cable. But they needed to be there because the panel was going to be used in another machine, which needed to have all the connections go through. I've got to push a button here for the crosswalk, and it's now freezing rain, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm being pelted by freezing drizzle. Very unpleasant walk. So, yeah, getting back to, so my job was to solder, speaking of soldering, the 40 pins on either side of this cable to 2 plugs. And in my years of working in that factory, I must have built something like 200 to 300 of these panels. So at 80 pins a piece, we're talking over 24,000 solder joints that I created in all those years. And only one ever failed. So that was my track record. And I had built myself a little jig. So I would put all 40 pins in the jig and then fill each little pin with solder and then heat up the solder and then put in every single wire. And in all those years, I never got a fault. I got one failure. And there was also another person who worked with me on these panels. And to this day, I don't know if maybe that person had soldered that particular panel. So, and that's what I remember about my days in a factory. I had worked in another factory, now that I think about it, which was years and years before that. And that was the most boring job I had ever had. It was putting these small metal washers backed with a little piece of rubber onto screws. And these screws were self-tapping metal screws. And these were going to be used to put in corrugated walls in warehouses. And yeah, that was, I'd forgotten about that one. Yeah, and that company is defunct as well now. And wow, I'm just being pelted here. Let me just see what the time is like. Oh, I think. Okay, no, I've still got a little bit of time. I am just being bombarded by ice pellets. This is very unpleasant, but I will continue and endeavor to finish up this audio boo. So, as I think of the warm climate in California, and I reminisce about working in a factory of sorts, not an assembly line, mind you, I bid you farewell, and I hope that you've had a nice weekend, and I wish you the best for the first week back at work and school for many people and kids. And I hope to bring you many more audio boos about all sorts of things. Thanks for listening. Now, why didn't my parents move to California?